There's no place like home for the holidays, or HomeDepot.com for holiday decor with great low prices on decorations inside and out, like artificial Christmas trees to light up the living room, outside lights and playful inflatables that bring joy to the neighborhood. Order online and you'll even get free delivery. Holiday decorating improved with a wide assortment of holiday decor from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping on most online orders over $45. Some exclusions apply while supplies last.
I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. Is your insurance company forcing you to go back to work when your doctors say you can't? If this sounds familiar, look no further than my law firm. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu. I'm speaking to you after the Toronto Raptors remained perfect on the season by defeating the Minnesota Timberwolves by a score of 112-105. On Wednesday night at the Air Canada Center. This game was all about seeing what a truly elite player looks like. I know we've had a lot of good players in this franchise history. Some players have bordered on elite, but we have not had any truly elite players. And this is what elite looks like. This is what elite looks like. Kawhi Leonard getting MVP chance for the second time this season. And deservedly so, man. 35 points on 15 of 23 shooting. 2 of 4 from deep, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Could have got there a little bit more. A little bit short on the calls, but finished through contact, which is what you want to see. 2 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. Coming up clutch in the fourth quarter. 2 very, very difficult jumpers. Sizing up Jimmy Butler, staring at him like he's nothing, and drilling jumpers on him. And I got to say, this is, I mean, we saw flashes of full capacity Kawhi Leonard in that Celtics game, especially in that third quarter when he had 15 points and the way he closed out that game. We've seen flashes of Kawhi, in that Hornets game where he got really efficient. And, it was clear that little bit of rest on Saturday night when the Raptors held him out of that Wizards game and he stayed home and he still hasn't traveled yet, at least during the regular season. The Hornets game was very efficient, but tonight, man, like, everything was working for Kawhi Leonard. It was, I got to keep repeating myself. This is what an elite player looks like. This is what an elite player does, all right? So let's just look on the offensive side of the ball, right? Kawhi is so efficient, just going one-on-one against dudes, shooting up over guys, 15 of 23, and most of those shots are coming from the mid-range. And I know, yeah, the mid-range shot is not necessarily the most efficient shot, but it depends on who's shooting the ball, doesn't it, right? Like, Kawhi Leonard is an incredible, incredible mid-range shooter. He's so balanced. He's able to get a shot off over almost just about anybody. I mean, Jimmy Butler is about as good of a defender you can get in this league. Kawhi's just sizing him up, fading away on the baseline. They sent a double team. He still scores. Drives to the basket, still scores. I mean, the three-pointers are there for him, the catch and shoot. It's his legs are definitely coming back to him. It's just so impressive watching Kawhi operate. Like, it's obscene. It's obscene how easily he scores. Like, it's such a pleasure to watch. I mean, coming up clutch as well, like, you see no hesitancy from Kawhi whatsoever, right? In the fourth quarter, the Timberwolves made this game a little bit tighter than it should have been. I thought the T-Wolves were incredibly hot from 15-30 from the three-point line, which is kind of out of character for this Timberwolves team. But still, whatever. They shot well from the three-point line. So that was a game where the Raptors really had to have some type of superstar performance and deliver that game for the Raptors, and they did that. Kawhi Leonard was incredible. And then defensively, that's the part that impressed me the most, is just that, like, he was guarding Jimmy Butler, and we all know, if you have watched the Raptors over the last 4 or 5 seasons, Jimmy Butler is right there. I mean, not right there, but short of LeBron, Jimmy Butler is the second guy that has terrorized the Raptors over and over again. I mean, the Bulls went on a 12-0 win streak against the Raptors. Then this is these were terrible Bulls teams with Aaron Brooks and no disrespect to Aaron Brooks, but this is past his prime Aaron Brooks. This is against who else do they have? Like Etuan Moore, like Nikola Mirotic, like Bobby Portis. Like, these were like bad Bulls teams. And every single time, it was Jimmy Butler that would destroy the Raptors. I mean, he would just pick them apart. He did to the Raptors what Kawhi Leonard did to the Timberwolves today. And it was because these big wings were always the ones that were able to look at the Raptors, size up the defenders, you know, like, no disrespect to DeMar DeRozan, not a defender, right? They would look at DeMar, they would look at even Kyle, who's very small. For, you know, like, if you're a wing, if you're a 6'8", if you're a Jimmy Butler type, you look at Kyle, you kind of laugh at him. You're like, I could score on you. There's no problem. You're like 6 foot. You're like barely 6 foot, right? And then you look at guys like Terrence Ross, like James Johnson, like Damari Carroll and his broken knees. Like, they would just go to town on the Raptors, Jimmy Butler especially. I mean, this guy broke one of Michael Jordan's records. He scored like 41 points in the second half of a game to destroy the Raptors. And to sustain that 12-game win streak for the Bulls. So Butler has been one of those guys, a classic big four that would dominate the Raptors, and Kawhi just shut him down. The thing is, if you look at Butler's stat line, still very good. 23 points, 5 rebounds, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 6 steals, you know, like 7 of 13 shooting with 4 threes. You can't even argue with that. The problem is, if you watch this game, he was trying to avoid Kawhi Leonard at every single opportunity on both ends, right? A couple of Kawhi's big clutch baskets at the end of the game, when the Raptors would try to screen for him with Danny Green or like Kyle Lowry, Jimmy Butler was just happy to fight and get through that switch. It wasn't because the Raptors were going to pop a three with Danny Green, whatever. No, it was because he just didn't want to play against Kawhi Leonard. And defensively, like, they probably matched up on like 10 possessions, and like, Butler couldn't do anything. The only time I remember Butler scoring on Kawhi was on like a broken offensive rebound where the kickout went to the corner and Butler shot the three. Like, Kawhi was in the paint. So like, that doesn't even really count. There's a play where in the second quarter there, the Timberwolves were making a push, and they had Gorgie Jang hold the ball up top, and Jimmy Butler was trying to get free from Kawhi. He tried a couple of moves, and he decides to try to go back door, right? And Gorgie Jang sees this. He sees that Kawhi Leonard has his back to the play. So he's like, okay, no problem. I'll throw a little bounce pass. Jimmy Butler's going to get into the paint. He's going to throw up a floater. He's going to finish, draw a foul, whatever, right? Kawhi Leonard is not even looking at the play. Somehow decides to dive in the direction that Butler was cutting and picks off the pass. No look. I don't know how he did that. I don't know how he anticipated it was going to be a bounce pass instead of a chest pass, because if it's a chest pass, then you don't dive. If you dive on a chest pass, it's just going to go over you, right? No, he decides to dive, and then he perfectly times it. Gets the steal, gives it to Kyle Lowry, goes the other way, and then Kawhi Leonard, I think, if not that play or the next play, ends up dunking the ball. It ends a Timberwolves run. The Timberwolves went on a 13-0 run against the Raptors bench unit in the second quarter that had reversed a double-digit advantage that the Raptors starters had built. The bench came in, stunk it up. And, you know, Kawhi with the huge momentum swing to give the Raptors control of that game again. And then again in the fourth quarter, Kawhi. I mean, I just cannot say enough about how good Kawhi Leonard is. Like, this is just, it's obscene. And I think, I hope I'm not just speaking for myself, because I know I'm not, right? Like, this is, I think, for us as Raptors fans, like, we just haven't seen a player this good ever, right? I mean, like, I didn't watch the peak Vince years, so I can't really speak to that. But, like, by all accounts, Kawhi Leonard's a better player than Vince. I'm starting to have to readjust my expectations, because, like, I don't truly know what it's like to watch a superstar player night in and night out, and that's what Kawhi Leonard is. So great game from Kawhi. I mean, I'm sorry I went on for like 8 minutes about Kawhi, but he was so good in this game. Obviously, he gets the first star tonight. Second star, I'll probably go with JV. I thought JV was huge for the bench unit. The bench unit did struggle a lot in the third quarter there. No continuity whatsoever for that unit. Again, like, they gave up a 13-0 run. It was just like destroying it. I clipped a play that I tweeted on Twitter. If you you can follow me at William_Lou. But like, they didn't even know what they were running, so they would just get like shot clock violations. Like, it was tough. It was ugly to watch. But JV really came alive in the second half, drilling 2 threes and also a little short turnaround post jumper in between the second, the third and the fourth quarter there. That really helped keep the Raptors alive. I was really worried that once the Raptors took their starters out, that the Timberwolves are going to go on a run. But JV was great in the second half. Those 2 threes, pick and pop, working with Lorenzo Brown. You know, they look goofy, but they were massive, massive shots. And also JV keeping plays alive, 5 offensive rebounds tonight. So to go for 16 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, on 7 of 11 shooting with 2 threes in 20 minutes off the bench. That's perfect. That's exactly what you want out of JV. And it's been really nice to see that whether he starts or he comes off the bench, he's still giving this production. Like, you see the last game against the Hornets, he also had, I think, 16 points in 19 minutes off the bench, and he was very efficient in that game as well. It's nice to see that he's got his JV threes back. I mean, it's kind of a joke, but honestly, if the Timberwolves are, if the defense is going to completely collapse, and they're probably going to do that this year, then for JV to be out there and hit those threes occasionally, it's nice, man. It's a nice little bonus, and today there were not just a bonus, there were absolutely vital baskets. So good on JV. He gets my second star. And then in terms of your third star, there's a couple of places you can go with it. I thought Kyle was pretty good. Not as good as he sort of established throughout the season. He wasn't that aggressive on offense tonight. The three-point shot wasn't quite there for him. He was 1 of 4, 4 of 9 from the field overall with 4 free throws, 6 rebounds. Still got the 10 assists. His playmaking has been great. I think he's really had the Raptors humming to start games in the last couple of games here. And I thought that, throwing some hit-ahead passes in the second quarter to Siakam, working the pick-and-roll with Ibaka has been great. Kyle Lowry and Ibaka have started to develop some nice chemistry, and 3 steals as well for Kyle Lowry. So, like, there's, you know, you could really give it to Kyle. The only knock on him today was really the 3-point shooting and the 6 turnovers. So you could really give it to him, but I think Kyle's been named one of the 3 stars for each of the first 4 games. So I'm just going to give it to Serge, who I think he's really becoming comfortable in his role with the starting unit. 15 points, 7 rebounds, and assists, 7 of 10 shooting. Only 1 3-point attempt. And I don't think he had a lot of mid-range attempts in this game either. And the reason I highlight that is because he is now playing so much more in the paint. And he's been very effective in the paint. I mean, like, he's had some like, very memorable misses. Like, those, like, missed dunks, I think, against the Cavs, and then also I think against the Wizards as well. Like, it's just like sometimes it looks really awkward for him, but like, he's been very effective around the rim on the whole, I think. And today was another example of that, man. Him going to the basket, him and Kyle starting to work some pick and roll chemistry. Kyle really likes big men that go to the basket instead of big men that pop. Like, Kyle's just always preferred to play with guys that can finish inside, and Ibaka's, you know, learning to play inside. I thought there was one other play where the Raptors worked it really well. I think it was towards the end of the second quarter where Kawhi Leonard is dribbling up top. He ends up feeding Siakam on a cut towards the basket. And then Siakam, does one of those quick passes that, you know, it was a Yakin skills play last year where he would shovel past that to Jakob and Jakob would finish. But today it was with Serge learning to play in the dunker spot, you know, being very effective. Like, I thought he cut really well when the moment, presented itself when guards would penetrate, you know, he would flash up top and get into that basket area and then just dunk the ball. And I thought Ibaka was really effective with that tonight. And so really, like, you could probably, you know, go somewhere either between Ibaka or Lowry. The other knock on Lowry actually tonight, I just thought, was that the triple penetration was just such a big problem. I thought Jeff Teague was just carving the Raptors apart. I mean, he only had 12 points and 9 assists, so it doesn't really look like it. But man, this guy would just, he's so quick, right? So he would just always blow by the Raptors. The Raptors would collapse, and then that's how the Timberwolves got their 3-pointers. And I thought the Raptors just could not do that. Kyle Lowry did not do a good job of containing Teague. We know Kyle can struggle with these quicker guards. He's 32 years old. And, you know, without Fred VanVleet, who had a sore toe tonight, and with DeLon Wright seemingly re-aggravating his injury like 5 minutes into the second quarter, like, he just was not very good for those 5 minutes, and then he just didn't play the rest of the game. So Lorenzo Brown had to come in for him. And so, I don't know, man. The Raptors had this big issue containing this dribble penetration from the point guard spot. Obviously, from the 2 and the 3 spots, the Raptors are way better now with Kawhi and Danny Green. But, yeah, I thought, Kyle didn't do a good job defensively on that end. So, going to give it to Ibaka. But overall, it was a great game, man. It was a great game. It was really fun, really contentious. And, again, Kawhi Leonard, that's what an elite player looks like. You know what I mean? Like, when Nick Nurse was, you know, sort of just openly bragging about, you know, oh, we're just going to put Kawhi Leonard on Jimmy Butler today. That's what we got him for, right? He kind of said it and he laughed, right, during shoot-around. I thought, wow, that's a bit of an arrogant comment considering, you know, Butler's, you know, torched the Raptors a lot and he's been an assistant here, so he knows. But man, he just put Kawhi and Jimmy Butler, and then bam, it was fine. So that was fine. And then in terms of your Gerald Henderson Award, then I'm gonna give it to Anthony Tolliver for his 11 points and 6 rebounds off the bench. He hit 3 threes. That was a majority of his production. But also, just I thought this man died. I thought DeMar had ended this man's life. Like I just thought Anthony Tolliver, you know, was a cool, you know, Patrick Patterson type that had played all over the league. And, you know, it was cool that he had a nice year with the Pistons last year. But I thought he died after DeMar DeRozan dunked on him. Evidently, he did not die. He can still shoot threes. And, you know, good on Anthony Tolliver. He's a real solid player. I wouldn't mind seeing Anthony Tolliver on the Raptors, to be honest. But after what DeMar did to him, I don't know. That's a ghost now. So, that does it for the podcast. Thank you to everyone for listening. If you have a chance to, go watch the Kawhi Leonard highlights. I don't care if you watch this game or not. Go to YouTube. Go to Free Dawkins or House of Highlights or whatever site you want to go to. NBA.com starting to make them too. Go watch the Kawhi Leonard highlight pack and just truly appreciate what an elite player looks like. I'll say this again. 35 points on 15 of 23 shooting. 2 threes. 5 rebounds. 2 assists. 3 steals. 2 blocks in 35 minutes. And also a bunch of clutch jumpers to win this game. So, great game all around. The Raptors are 5-0, and I'll be back on Friday to recap the Dallas Mavericks game.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for. And done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.